You're on.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization order at 8:34 on the clock for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion on minutes? If not, please vote. Six in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. If none, I'd welcome the public that is here. Nice to see you. We have a public hearing at 8:35, so I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing to approve or disapprove or to hear support or resistance against real and personal property exemptions for the following qualifying nonprofit organizations: Evangelical Lutheran Zion of Claytonia and Great Plains Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church.
Motion to approve.
That's why it is us.
Second.
Motion by Swavely, second by Dorn, to go into closed session at 8:35 for public hearing.
Yeah.
For the aforesaid reasons. Please vote. Six in favor. We're in public hearing. Thank you, Counselor. There is a sign-up sheet on the table to my right for anyone that would like to speak. These are for the tax exemptions of Great Plains Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church and Evangelical Lutheran of Claytonia. Would the board like to take a look at these exemptions?
They're just brand new. One's land and little brand new exemptions. They bought some extra stuff for their church. And so it has to go to the county board and then goes to the state. The state reassures that that's all legit.
And you're good with it? Seeing no one from the public wanting to speak, anything from the board?
Move to approve.
Let's come out of...
Oh, yeah, let's close. Move to close.
Okay.
Second.
Move to close public hearing.
Second.
No motion by Lytle, second by Swavely. Good jump, though. All in favor of closing public hearing at 8:38.
Move to approve.
Please vote. Six in favor. Motion to approve by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Patty?
Move to approve.
There's nothing else to approve. Patty, do you have anything else for us?
Nope. Not for a little while.
Is this the calm before the storm?
Yep. There was an article in the paper that was a little disturbing about our part of the county. We were one of the highest as far as going up. I mean, just from the
county itself.
With
me putting it up with what was going on here.
Would that be because other assessors aren't raising the taxes as high?
Eric.
Or I'm sorry, the assessments.
The what?
The assessments.
Value? I don't do taxes.
Sorry. Wrong terminology.
You do taxes, right?
That costs inheritance tax, too, you know.
What?
That costs inheritance tax, too.
What does?
When you keep the values so low.
Keep them low?
You're not going to win today, Patty. It's a rough crowd.
I thought we were a team.
We're a team as long as it's favorable.
No,
it's so. Do you have an idea for us this year where you see percentages yet on residential, ag land, commercial, industrial, or a rough idea of what our increase countywide will be?
No, because right now they're looking at everything and they're seeing if all the towns and everything that I did was correct. So the state has all my information now. They do an RNO, which is a reports and opinions, to see if I'm in my statutory range on everyone. So keep in mind, I've always said stay to the midpoint or just under the midpoint. So you could actually go up to 100% on things. So we're not at 100 on anything that I know of. We're usually,
thank you.
I'd say residential's usually ending up at 94, ag lands, public 71, 72. So we'll just wait and see, because if I don't hit those ranges, I get called in by Turk. It's a show cause hearing. So I don't want to do that. So I control my own. You know, basically I could sit back and do nothing, and then they'd order me in, and then they'd just across the board change things. And I can break it down a lot. With queries, I can break down towns to see, is it a one-story home that's selling a lot? Is it two-story? What year built is it? You know, we have a lot of queries that we can break things down. So we'll just see. I mean, it is what it is. People are just going to have to be patient and accept that neighborhood doesn't mean the person next door. It could mean just likable subdivisions, you know. Like, this is the old Beatrice original is the older part of Beatrice, and then you go to the different residentials that can be like a neighborhood.
And they should get their new valuations the beginning of May?
Mm-mm.
No.
June.
Beginning of June. And then if you
send them out June May 31st to June 1st. So I'd say the first week of June, and then we file protests till June 30th, and they have to be heard by this board and done by July 25th.
But if you have an issue with it, get a hold of you as soon as possible.
Or you.
Or us. But, I mean, we're going to have...
We've talked about values.
We're going to have to go back and talk to you, irregardless, though, if we want to try to fix it ahead of time. And
I can fix
make any classification changes.
I can fix mistakes, and I can fix things that people haven't let us in, but they're going to have to let us, you know, see things in order to fix it. Another thing I would say is if you're going to protest, we're looking at the whole property this year, not just what the one little issue is. Because what happens is you break down one thing and then you find out another building may not have concrete. That would be my take on it. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but you just look at everything and make sure everything's correct. You know, over the course of the summers and anything, I would encourage anybody to come in and look at their ag land, make sure they match. Look at their houses and make sure all that matches. It's a year that's going to be a lot different than any other we've had. I can remember when I was here at the beginning, way back, we had thousands of protests in the day. But we did all the county, we did a reval, like with the company, would come in with 6 to 10 people and go out and redo every house. And I've never seen that work real well either. So... But you got 699 houses selling that I have valued at 480. And that's not a lot of them, but that's still quite a difference. And when you can't get your computer to get your value up to what, you know, to what they built it for, and then somebody turns around and sells it, that's too big of a...
There's too much of that going on. I mean, it just, and that's what's going to... throw the monkey wrench into everything, so.
Well, and it's the single family middle class, too. I mean, the thing that concerns me is if somebody's borrowing money,
yeah,
then I come along 2 years later and raise it up, escrows are going to go up $200. So that's another $200 on a payment. It is what it is.
All right, well, there's nothing else. Good luck to you. We'll
good luck to you, too.
See how everything goes.
We'll I know your cell phone number.
What's that?
I know your cell phone number.
Now it's in the phone book.
No, it's in my phone.
Oh, no, I mean, it's in the phone book, too, though. Oh. We'll adjourn equalization at 844.